Hey girlies, welcome back to the Practically Sisters podcast. It's so funny guys, because I always get the urge to say, hey sisters, because of the name obviously. And then the only thing that comes to my mind is a picture of James Charles. So he's ruined that for me. Anyway, welcome to the podcast. If you guys are listening on Spotify and Apple, please leave a review. 5 stars would be amazing. It really means a lot. I've actually loved seeing the feedback on the podcast. I really didn't know how it was going to go down, but it's just given me the motivation to continue this. And I know that you guys really enjoyed it. And that means a lot to me because I really enjoyed making it. So in this episode, we are going to talk all things 2024, what we're leaving behind in 2023 and bringing into the new year. I thought it was quite fitting to post this at this time of the month because even though I'm like a week into 2024, you know, it takes a while to get the juices flowing, to feel like you're really getting into it. I feel like in the beginning of the year, we get like pushed with so much media of how to change your life and what you should be doing this year and how to glow up and be more efficient, blah, blah, blah. And it's really overwhelming and you feel like this pressure that like you think, oh my, is everybody doing this right now? Is everybody on top of their game? We're gonna get stuck right in. And I really wanna explore first things that I'm leaving behind in 2023. There is so much that I'm leaving behind. There's so much that I've honestly, like I've gone through in the past month that has just been really eye-opening for me. And I don't know, like it's just given me life experiences, I guess, that I didn't expect to have. Also, funnily enough, I recently turned 25, and if you guys didn't know, they all say that your frontal lobe of your brain develops when you're 25. Clearly, mine's not developed when you turn 25. And I guess I have felt that shift. I'm not going to lie to you guys. Like, I really feel like an adult now, which you're probably thinking, babe, you've been an adult. You've been an adult for a while, but this is like the only time that I've really felt like, wow, like all these responsibilities and like knowing how to deal with things and all my life experiences have really caught up to me at this point. Okay, the first thing that I'm going to leave behind in 2023 is being a people pleaser. One thing about me, guys, I am probably one of the biggest people pleasers you will ever meet. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it was my childhood. I don't know what it is, but that character has always been embedded in me. I don't want to talk about my star sign because I'm actually not trying to get like deep into star signs anymore. I don't want to like actually believe them for many other reasons that we won't divulge into. But I am a Libra. I'm a Libra, and Libras are people pleasers because we try to keep the balance. Now, I feel like I always want what is best for the other person and what is most comfortable for the other person. And I kind of like ignore what I want and what matters to me and prioritizing myself just to make sure that there's no tension or there's like, you know, like everything's going smoothly. Like I think I just want things to go smoothly. So I just do what the other person would rather do, or like they don't even have to tell me I would rather do this. I'll just think, what would they rather do, and do that accordingly. And that is honestly such a toxic way to live your life. It makes you so unhappy. And honestly, you kind of build up resentment. Like I'm going to give you guys an example. Now this example, it's kind of a really silly example, I'm not gonna lie to you guys. But basically, when we were on our trip to Tokyo and Japan, if you guys didn't know, I took Ahmed to Tokyo and Japan for his birthday. When we were on this trip, I realized that I would eat at the places that I thought that he would want to eat at, like all the time. I'm not talking like just one time, like not on his birthday. I would just constantly go to the places that I thought he would prefer. And then I was thinking to myself, like, what is actually wrong with you? Like, why does it even matter? Like, let's say like I pick somewhere and it's not the best meal he's ever had. He's not going to scream at me. He's not even going to say anything. He literally wouldn't say, he'd just be like, oh, you know, the food wasn't really that good here. But there's something in me that feels like it's the biggest deal ever if I pick and make a decision for myself and it doesn't please the other person. And I've really come to terms with that this year. And I'm making sure that I'm going to do what suits me best this year. What works for me? What works for me? Oh, let's meet at this place. That's a little bit far from me. Can we meet somewhere else? I did that recently, guys. And I was just like, oh my God, like, you really did that. That was such a big thing for me to be like, that's a little bit far for me. Can we meet here? it's just, but I'm gonna do it. I'm doing it, and I'm getting over this weird fear that I have that I need to please people and keep people happy, because at the end of the day, I'm not keeping myself happy, and my happiness does come first. By the way, guys, if you're wondering, where's her cute little mug that was in the last episode? I shattered it. I smashed it. It just completely shattered into pieces. It was ceramic, so it went absolutely everywhere, and it was completely my fault. Anyway, we're gonna have to order another one of those. Another big thing that I do to myself, and this is just, you know, when you say it, you just feel almost guilty to say it because you're just like, what is wrong with you? I beat myself up, guys. Like, you probably think, oh, she's just so confident, so confident. She's so happy all the time. She must be so proud of herself and everything she's achieved. It is never enough. And I think everybody feels that way in some kind of capacity. I constantly tell myself that I'm not good enough. I'm not doing enough. I'm, you know, like comparing my progress to maybe like the way that I was progressing in the past, like not even comparing myself to other people, which I definitely do, but I'm comparing myself to my own performance. And I've decided that I'm no longer doing that. We are leaving that in 2023. And the person who made me realize that I was doing this was Ahmed, because he would like be an observer in these moments. Like, for example, let's say I post a vlog and it doesn't do as well as I wanted it to. Then I'm like, oh my God, like I get like in my head about it, and I'm sat talking to him about it for an hour. Like, I can't believe it. Like, I put so much effort into it. Why didn't it work out for me? Blah, 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 blah. And it's always the same scenario where I will complain that I've like, something's not gone my way, and then it will go my way. And I'll give you guys a really good example of that. Literally, maybe like 3 days ago, or I don't know when I posted this TikTok, first of all, I've been slacking on TikTok. That's been a goal of mine, to like actually get back onto TikTok. It was such a big platform for me, and it was at one point the only platform I cared about. Like, I'm not posting on YouTube. I'm not posting on Instagram. I don't care about those platforms. It's all TikTok, TikTok, TikTok. And then once I moved to Dubai, I just didn't have the energy to sit and record every single day, because that's what TikTok is like. And you're having to record and edit and post every single day. It was a lot of work. So it kind of just fizzled out for me. I was getting really amazing views. Like, there was a point, guys, on TikTok that I would post a TikTok and it would get a million views guaranteed. The question was, how many millions is it gonna get? That was the question. And it was like that for like a good few months. Like, I was really popping on that app. And then once it died down and I was only getting hundreds of thousands of views, I was really upset. And when you say it like that, doesn't that sound ridiculous? Like, imagine there's like one of you guys that post on social media, and if you got 100,000 views on something, you'd be so grateful, right? I was that person as well. There was a time that I felt like that. We get this rush of excitement and this dopamine hit when we go viral on these apps, and it's honestly addicting. It's addicting to go viral constantly. And when you do, you get used to that kind of high. It's so weird. It's literally like an addiction. And then once it drops, you just feel so low. And that's the only way I can describe it. So here I am getting hundreds of thousands of views and beating myself up and telling myself that I am not good enough. I'm not getting enough views. I'm not posting content that is clearly interesting enough to be hitting millions. Like, why is a million a benchmark again, babe? I don't know. But anyway, the point of this story is, the other day, I made it like a mission for myself that today I was gonna sit and actually put some real effort into these TikToks I was gonna make today. I thought of a concept that I knew would do well, and it's like kind of how my style used to be back when I was popping. And I was like, I'm gonna really try today. So I did it, and I recorded for a few hours. I edited them. I was feeling so good about myself. And I posted the first video. I post it and it gets like maybe 20,000 views in an hour. For me, like, that's not gonna do well. That's not gonna do well. So I was so upset. And for 2 seconds, I started to beat myself up. And I was like, oh, like, what's going on with me? Clearly people aren't interested in me anymore. I thought I was doing a good job. I really tried today. Why didn't this happen for me? And then I said to myself actively, guys, like, I'm speaking out loud to myself. There's nobody home. It's just me and my thoughts. And I was like, you're not gonna do this, not today. We're not doing this to ourselves. We're not gonna beat ourselves up because something didn't go viral. Okay, you put effort into this. Well done, first of all. Like, that's already, you're doing great because you're trying to put in more effort. If this doesn't go viral, then maybe this just wasn't the video. Maybe you need to change your style. It's a learning moment, a teaching moment. You still did amazing today. You put in the effort. We're not going to beat ourselves up. And I said that to myself and I said, I'm not doing it. So I went and I cooked and I watched my show and I had a great time and I didn't sit there stewing in my own self-hatred. And then guess what, guys? You actually cannot make it up. Randomly, out of nowhere, this very video starts to go viral. If you go on my TikTok right now, it's about the whole high visual weight, low visual weight. It's on like 3 million views. 3 million views! And it just started going viral and viral and viral. And before the end of the night, it was over 1 million views. And it was like this moment of a sign to myself that was like, hey, well done. Like that was a moment that you really could have hated on yourself and really just bullied yourself. And you actively said, we're not gonna do that. And this was like the little reward and the sign to be like, continue on that path. Anyway, I just thought that story was really crazy. And it's just a sign to you guys that, you know, you might feel like you're not on the right track, but as long as you're trying, that's literally all that matters, as long as you're putting in the effort. 2024, healing is going to be kinder to herself, and I hope you guys all are too. I'm really curious to see what you guys are going to leave in 2023, so I've asked you on my Instagram story, and we have a few responses. Stop caring about what other people may think and just do me. Oh my God, if I could just preach this all the time, I would. I'm literally a living, breathing example of do not care about what other people say to you. Do you guys think it was easy for me as a Kurdish woman to be doing what I'm doing? Do you think this is normal? There isn't many Kurdish women that do what I do, especially coming from Duhok, guys. This is like a big thing for all of us. And this is kind of why I did it, because I wanted to be that example, to be like, you can't do this. And people might talk shit about you, but who cares? Because you're up. We're up, babe. We are up. And I want to be that example for Kurdish women and these Kurdish girls, to tell them, like, you know, just dream and don't hold yourself back by what other people might think. If there's one ethnicity that cares about what other people think, it's Kurdish people. Like, they practically live their lives according to other people. Like, they live it for other people. And I always say to people, even to my parents, obviously my parents are going to care what other people think, not even just about me, just in the grand scheme of things, my parents are going to care because they grew up in that mentality, in that society. And I tell them all the time, when you die, you're going to be in the ground and nobody else is going to be there with you. Nobody's going to remember what you did and what you didn't do and what happened and what didn't happen. It's literally just going to be you. Even, for example, with me starting social media, and I started on TikTok and I didn't follow anybody that I knew. Nobody that I knew. And I wanted to keep it like this dirty little secret because I felt kind of embarrassed. Like, I'm embarrassed. They're going to be like, oh, look at this girl. She's trying to be famous. That's so embarrassing, because I've never like been like that in my life. And I was like, oh, these people know me and they're going to know that I'm trying to do this thing and that I want this thing. Because obviously nobody really gives you your flowers until you've made it. You know, once you've made it, people are like, wow, she's doing amazing. But eventually I stopped caring and I just posted on my Instagram where I had people that I had been friends with since high school, so many people on that app that I knew, and I just didn't care. And I was like, you know what? Who actually cares? Like, yes, I want to do this thing. And what? And then, you know what? I proved to all of them anyway that I did do it. And nobody gave me shit for it. I don't know if they talked behind my back. That's another thing. But I know for sure that they all probably watch me and think, she did amazing. She did well for herself. I'm glad that she did this thing. If you care about what other people think, you are holding yourself back from your happiest life. We're leaving that behind in 2023. No more second chances. That is a really interesting one. I feel like with me, I have a lot of mercy within me. I feel empathy on a different level, guys. I'm a very deeply empathetic person. So when somebody does me wrong, I always try to rationalize it. I try to think why they might have done that and maybe what they're going through in order to have done that to me, and try to like see it from a different perspective where it doesn't feel personal. And because most times when somebody does you wrong, it's just a reflection of what they're going through, if that makes sense. So you can't really take most things personal anyway. So that's how I try to see it. But I definitely think that in this year, we need to stop giving people so many chances. We really do. And this kind of ties into leaving toxic people behind. And boy, do I feel that one. We are really leaving toxic people behind. And I think what's really hard to come to terms with is you might so badly want to give this person another chance and want to see the best in them. But at the end of the day, if somebody has the capacity to hurt you so deeply, then you know that you just simply cannot have them in your life because you don't actually genuinely care about me or you don't care to lose me. That's the biggest thing, because if you did the things that you did with me in mind and with losing me in mind, then you wouldn't have done the things you did, but you did it anyway. Do you know what I mean? So either you think I'm going to stick around because I'm going to give you more and more chances, which absolutely not, or you just simply don't care to lose me. So there is literally no other option but to leave you in 2023. Do you know what I'm saying? I do think that like we try to see the best in people, and you're a good person for wanting to do that, but sometimes people are just shitty people and they don't deserve your energy. Oh my God, I'm so big on this year. Do you deserve to have me in your life? Do you deserve to have me? I'm a fabulous person. I'm a fabulous friend. I'm a fabulous wife. I'm a fabulous daughter. I'm a fabulous person. So I know I can bring to this relationship and I can add to your life. Do you add to my life? Do you? If you don't, bye. Back in 2023. We're leaving people in 2023. Just like somebody has said here, people who are not worthy of my time, even family and close friends. Just because you have history with people, guys, doesn't mean that you owe them anything. You don't owe anybody anything. And you're going to prioritize yourself and say, I'm going to do what's best for me. Where I put my energy is up to me. Nobody deserves anything from me unless you show it. I'm trying to leave behind procrastination. Oh Lord, guys, procrastination, we're all suffering from it. It afflicts us all, doesn't it? We try to escape from it, but it's so hard to escape from procrastination. Even to this day, I will find myself like a mindless, empty soul scrolling through TikTok. That's literally the only app that will have me locked in. There's nothing else. Not even a TV show could have me locked in. But the app, I don't know what they put in it. I have made it my mission this year to stop procrastination. And you know what? The day that I open my eyes and wake up and I don't scroll on TikTok, I don't even go in it, or I don't even go on my phone, just know that I've made it. Like, just know that I've leveled up so much that it's just insane. Because I will do that every single morning. And every single night, I will tell myself, tomorrow morning, I'm going to wake up. And like this soft girl life, I'm going to wake up and do my morning routine. I'm going to get up, make my bed. And I can't even make my bed because my husband's asleep half the time. Make my side of the bed, get up and do my skincare routine, go to the gym. And I will do those things after I do my morning scroll. I just can't help it. But I do think we should implement this rule, you know, the 5-second rule, where you literally just say to yourself, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and you just get up and you do it. I literally watched a TikTok the other day and it was this guy that came up and he's like, hey, I know you're stuck in this, you know, like this mindless scroll. We're going to do this together. And he literally like talked me through, like, first you're going to sit up. So I sat up, got myself comfy. And he's like, okay, now you're just going to breathe a little bit. Look around your surroundings. Look at where you are. And now on the count of three, we're going to get up and put our phone down. And you know what? It worked. And then that was like a moment of reflection for me that I was like, what is wrong with me? What have I become that somebody on the internet needs to tell me, you need to calm down, babe. You need to look around and see that there's a life around you. The thing is with me, I will procrastinate in the morning, but once my day started, I'm going at full speed and I'm getting everything done. And that's because I do to-do list, guys. Like I have to on my notes page, and I do like what I need to do today. And then there's like a section for like the bigger things that I need to do in the future so that I can put them in my days as I go by. And I need to do those to-do lists to kind of know what, first of all, obviously what I need to do today, but I also like map out, okay, if I do this much today, I am happy with what I've done today. And then you kind of think to yourself, the quicker that I do these things, the quicker I can just chill, because I've kind of measured what is a good day to me today. And if I do those things, I have more downtime. So you're not like putting things off because you know you have to do them anyway. So you might as well get them all done quickly so you can just relax later. And then it also stops you from feeling like, did I do enough today? Like, did I have a good day? And you just, you keep on top of your things. And if you do it every single day and you take those future goals and put them in there, then you never forget anything either. Like, you know, some things will escape your mind. If you've got it written down that you need to do it, even if it's like in a week or in a month, then you already have this like constant reminder, you need to do this thing and it will get done. I also think if you procrastinate on things, you need to like attach a fun thing to it. For example, oh, you know what? I don't mind doing laundry. I don't mind doing the laundry. I just hate folding it and putting it away. That's like the bane of my existence. I hate it so much. It just feels like such like a hard thing to do, so much work that goes into it. So now I just like listen to my audiobook or I put on a YouTube video and I do it whilst I do that. And it just makes things feel more fun. And even like, trust me, when I get into an audiobook, nothing can stop me. Nothing can stop me. And I can only listen to it if I'm like actively doing something, because I just feel weird when I'm like listening to my audiobook like this. Like, where do I even look? Where do I stare into? I have to like be doing something. So it gives me an excuse to clean my whole home and do the laundry and cook and do all of that kind of stuff. So yeah, attach something that is fun to it and then it just becomes like this nice little fun thing that you do. I'm leaving my messed up sleep schedule. I used to be so good with my sleep, guys. Like, you will not catch me awake after 12 a.m. You're not doing it. And you know what's messed me up? My husband. My husband has messed me up. This man, he could sleep so late. He could sleep at 4 a.m. A lot of the times he's like gaming in the living room until 4 a.m. And I'm like, I'm tapping out, I'm going to bed, I can't do this. But because he stays up, it feels normal to be awake at 12. If he's falling asleep 4 hours after 12, why can't I be awake at 1? Do you know what I mean? So he's got me into this really bad habit, but I really want to get back into sleeping, honestly, by 11. If I could be in bed by 11, that would be amazing. But at the same time, is it really necessary for me to be in bed at 11? I don't really think it is. Do you know what I mean? Like, what am I really going to do if I wake up at 6 a.m., 7 a.m.? What am I doing? Like, I actually don't really need all that time. Sleep is so important. Getting enough sleep as a woman is crazy. Like, men actually require less sleep than women. The days that I've not slept well, we're all going to know about it. It's going to show my face. It's going to show my attitude. It's going to show him the amount of work that I do. You have to get good sleep. And that's really the importance here. It's not necessarily what time you're going to sleep. It's how much sleep you're getting, because some people are just night owls. They get more done at night. Me personally, I only really function in the morning. Like, if it gets to the evening, I'm not doing it. But just so you guys know, it's currently 10 o'clock, 10 p.m. And I'm recording this for you guys. That's how much you mean to me. The biggest thing that I am bringing into this year is committing to myself. I'm going to be in a long-term committed relationship to myself and make sure that I keep my word to everything that I say I want to do. I think that's one of the biggest things, guys. When you lie to yourself and say, I'm going to do this, and then you don't do it, you just teach your brain that like you can't trust yourself. So are you really going to break your own trust? That's kind of messed up. A way that I'm doing this is through the 75 hard. Yes, I'm doing the 75 hard challenge. You guys may know about it. I feel like all I've done is speak about this and it's become my entire personality, but I'm not even really doing the 75 hard. It's like a mix between the 75 hard and the 75 soft. Let me give you guys a little bit of context if you don't know what it is. It's basically a fitness lifestyle challenge, I guess, and there's some rules to it. You have to do 2 45-minute workouts every day. One of them has to be outside. You have to drink a gallon of water. You have to stick to a strict diet, no cheat days. And then you have to do something to help yourself, like read 10 pages of a self-help book every day. Me personally, I'm going to do 2 45-minute workouts every day, one outside. I will be doing that. I will be giving myself rest days. For example, I did legs and I did shoulders and I did back and my whole body... it was not functioning. I was literally groaning every time I was moving, because obviously I am getting back into the gym, but I just need rest days. And it's honestly not realistic for me to do that every day and work and all of that. I just can't make time for it. A gallon of water. I'm a very petite woman, very petite. If I drink a gallon of water every day, I might drown from the inside, Do you know what I mean? So 3 liters is enough. I say that and it's literally like a 700 milliliter difference, but I'm doing 3 liters of water and it's been great to not have Ahmed ask me, have you drank enough water? You're dehydrated. And I am dehydrated most of the time, but he can't say that to me anymore because I am more hydrated than him. I'm more hydrated than him. Diet-wise, I got an air fryer recently and it's literally made me so happy. I never knew an appliance could make me so happy other than my coffee machine. It's made me so happy. It's made my life so much easier. Like even like having something that I can just stick in and like put away and then do my other cooking elements. It's been great. It's been fabulous. And it's such a healthier way to cook your food as well. I am in a calorie deficit. That's kind of like one of my diet goals just because I'm trying to lose weight and build muscle. And I know that only works if you're in a calorie deficit, but I also want to incorporate more protein into my diet, even with breakfast, for example. So I'm like trying to cut out carbs and add more protein. It definitely keeps you full for longer. By doing this challenge, I'm like having to prove to myself every day that I'm going to show up and stick to this thing. And if I do that for 75 days and show myself, like if I say I'm going to do something, I'll do it, then that will translate into every other area of my life. And I'll just be excelling at that point. And honestly, I'm really excited. I'm really enjoying it. You know, even on my rest days, not going to exercise makes me just, I don't know. I feel like I'm just like not moving my body. I'm not doing enough. I love it so much. It doesn't feel like anything to me now. And going to the gym even once a week at one point felt like the hardest thing to ever do. And now I like go to the gym and then I go for a 45-minute walk. And it feels amazing and I feel amazing. I feel my best. I feel my best mentally as well doing this challenge, even though it's like a physical challenge. It's really helped me mentally and I'm really excited to make a lot of changes this year and commit to myself and keep the promises that I make myself. Let's talk about being a magnetic woman. I actually had this come up in one of my Instagram story questions and I really relate to this. I really want to embody that magnetic woman this year, and more in the sense that like I want people to be around me and think she's such good energy. I want to be very positive energy. I want to be the person that lifts spirits. Like I don't want to be that person that's just like sucking everybody's energy. I want people to want to spend time with me and feel like I love being around her. I love who I am when I'm around her because I love to spend time around people that make me feel like the best version of myself. So I really want to work on being a magnetic woman in that way. And then also obviously presenting myself in my best way, always making sure that like I'm dressed cute, my hair is cute. I don't care too much about makeup. I really honestly these days do not want to put makeup on my face. But you know, instead of just feeling like a bum half the time, which is what I would genuinely do, I just want to like always feel really presented, even if I'm just in my home. I want to look my best, feel my best, and I know that I will feel magnetic when I am magnetic within myself. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not even about being magnetic to other people. It's about being magnetic to myself and like walking into a room and feeling really confident and feeling like you draw the energy in the room to yourself. Okay, I'm going to give you guys the cheat code to getting your dream life. This is genuinely the cheat code because this is exactly how I did it. And this is exactly how you're going to do it. For some context for you guys, I was a uni student. A lot of you guys probably know that, but I was actually doing my master's in clinical immunology when I decided that I wanted to start social media. And this came because COVID happened and I had always been very academic in my life. And it was somewhat fulfilling for me because I really enjoyed education and it felt like I was achieving when I got good grades. But did I actually feel excited about life? Absolutely not. You could ask me, Helene, what do you think the next 5 years are going to look like? And I would say, I have no idea because I didn't really have any dreams. I had no dreams, no goals or ambitions, like other than get good grades and get a good paying job. Like surely there must be something that you dream bigger than that because it wasn't my dream job. But COVID happened and I asked myself, okay, what is your dream? And I loved watching people on YouTube, on TikTok, on Instagram. To be honest, these times I wasn't really on TikTok, but I loved it so much. I enjoyed seeing content creators create content. And I was like, I could do that. Like, I know I could do that. So why don't I just do it? And because you have all these limiting beliefs and you don't believe that you could achieve this thing and actually do this thing is the exact reason that you never even dreamed to do it. So I actually allowed myself to dream. And it's so corny, that quote where it's like, dare to dream. But genuinely, if you just dare to dream in the first place, I made this vision board, what my dream life looks like in the next 10 years. And so much of that has already come true. And it's only been like 3 years, which is honestly kind of insane. Once I had that dream in place and I figured out what my dream was, I knew that I could then take the steps towards doing it. So even though I was literally doing my master's full time, I committed to posting on Instagram and TikTok every single day. And like at this point, I had no followers. Like I was getting maybe 1,000 views on videos. Like I was not doing the best, but I kept it pushing. And a little fun story for you guys, actually, and this is how much like you should believe in yourself. I remember there was a period of time that was like 2 weeks before my birthday, and I was like really like manifesting that I was gonna hit 10k followers on Instagram just like before my birthday. And bearing in mind I had like 4,000 followers, I was getting maybe like 15 followers a day. It was just really wasn't gonna happen. So my birthday comes around. Did I hit 10k followers? Absolutely not, nowhere near. But on that very birthday, my first reel went viral. And then every single day after that, a reel went viral. And then within 3 months, I hit 100,000 followers on Instagram. And there you go. Consistency, daring to dream, and sometimes a little bit of luck, a little sprinkle of luck, and you could have your dream life. Okay, guys, I really have to wrap this up because we have a dinner to go to. I know, a dinner at 10. I really don't understand. I really wanted to get this video in for you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed this one and learned something. Oh yeah, we have to do our little what did we learn today. I think we learned in this one that we are prioritizing ourselves and we are going to dream and make our life happen because we hold the power to make it happen. Let me know in the comments what you guys want next week's episode to be about. I might actually have to do that one in the UK because I'm traveling soon. Again, for those of you guys listening on Apple and Spotify, please, please leave a review. 5 stars would be amazing. And if you're on YouTube, please subscribe and leave a like. It's been real, guys. It's been fun. Let me know in the comments what you guys are bringing into 2024. Love you.